It is 92.9 WBPM 833. And a morning pleasure to have this gentleman on with us one more time. Mark Molinaro, the Dutchess County Executive. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Fine, man. We made it through the storm, and it's not even technically winter yet. But I think that was a pretty good test. I think it worked out fairly well, right? It was like a, you know.
Well, we almost said it was sort of a dry run.
Yeah.
Although a pretty heavy dry run.
Yeah.
24 inches of snow. They're about average around the county. Someplace a little bit more. But road crews did a great job. Got out on the roads. Got streets cleaned up pretty early yesterday. There were moments 2 nights ago that the snow was coming down 1 to 4 inches an hour, which really impacted visibility. But everybody did a good job. Well, kudos to our road crews and to emergency responders and even those tow companies out there helping out.
Yeah, for sure. I think that was more snow yesterday than we had all last winter, right?
Yeah, just about. If you remember, though, last winter, just around Halloween, we had a fairly significant snowfall.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think we saw anything until March.
Yeah, really. It was. I thought it was, for me, I thought it was a great winter. But yeah, we got a lot. Well, the kids were happy anyway.
The kids were very happy. My back isn't, but.
Yeah, I know. You know that. I love it. God, yeah. No shoveling thing. So anyway, talk to me about the coronavirus. We've got increased cases. The hospitals are starting to build up again. What's up?
Yeah, we actually yesterday and now again today have more people hospitalized in Dutchess County hospitals with COVID. Than at any point during the pandemic, which really is, you know, that should sound an alarm. Now, the good news is, there's two bits of good news, right? Of course, we have the vaccine on the horizon, and that is being administered now throughout Dutchess, the state of New York, America. In fact, the vice president received the vaccine today, and I think the president-elect is receiving it over the weekend. But that said, the hospitals also have a little bit better understanding of the virus, and they, you know, frankly, are able to help people and keep them healthy longer, which means that there are more in the hospital staying longer. We also, though, have severe cases, individuals that are a little bit older, some coming from nursing homes, being kept at the hospitals a little bit longer. So, you know, the issue is that we just can't sustain the current rate of growth, right? We don't have enough beds in the state of New York and the Mid-Hudson region to continue at this pace. We, with the hospital administrations at Vassar, Northern Dutchess, and Mid-Hudson Regional, we meet weekly. And I'll just tell you right now, it looks like we're on pace to break 200 total hospitalizations before the end of the year. That is just an alarming number.
Wow!
And these are real lives. So let's remember that. You know, we have to talk about these numbers, but these are real lives who, frankly, are being impacted by the virus. So we have to do those things that make sense. Keep our gathering small. Be smart about it. Physical distancing. Wear a mask, and monitor our own health. And hopefully, we can slow the rate of growth in virus cases and also the numbers of people who have to be hospitalized.
Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro with us. You know what I think is happening? And I'm guilty of this myself. I you know, people are getting together with friends and small small groups. Oh, I'm okay, you're okay, let's get together and have a beer. That might be an issue. I seriously think that could be an issue.
Well, I have two questions. Are you inviting friends for beer, and I've not been invited?
Well, that you're on the list.
If I was invited, I would tell you, you shouldn't do that.
Okay.
You're right. Listen, it's a little bit of everything. It's all understandable. We're tired of having to do this. Some don't believe that they need to do this. Some don't want to do this. And some are just, you know, exhausted by the, you know, the onslaught of you know, concern and information. All of that is understandable. But what we know works. Is if we just, you know, hunker down, monitor our health, kind of keep that distance a little bit, we know that fewer people are going to get sick. That would be the same if you had the common cold or the traditional flu, which you can monitor online. For those that wonder, there is New York State Flu Tracker. Yes, we always monitor flu cases as well. But you would do those things ordinarily. The difference here is that we don't have a good control of the virus yet. We're there almost. There aren't good enough therapies, vaccines, obviously, not readily accessible yet. So there still are people who are going to get severely ill based on contracting the virus. You know, I wouldn't invite my family over if I had the flu. I wouldn't want to hang out with people if I had the cold. In fact, they wouldn't want to hang out with me if I had the cold.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah.
So just be sensitive to those things. And I think that that really is the message we need to reinforce, especially as we go into the next round of holidays.
Yeah, phase one. Now, there are three phases of the vaccine. Phase one is happening now, and I guess you said that will continue through like early January, then phase two and three, and the average person probably will be looking at phase three, maybe March, April, correct?
Well, it's interesting. Yes, that's the current timetable. So phase one's healthcare providers. I was with Dr. Matuza at Mid-Hudson Regional. He was among the first five in Dutchess County to receive the vaccine. That's underway now. Healthcare providers. Follow that immediately will be nursing home patients and staff. That will begin, in fact, the first week of January. So we expect that to occur, along with then emergency responders and priority personnel, those who are putting their lives a little bit more at risk, health risk. And then general public. Now, yes, we're saying March, April, because that's the timeline. But if you look at the way this has been rolling out already and the FDA moving ahead with this
Moderna
authorization,
yeah.
But now with Moderna, it is possible that public access will be earlier, as early as the end of February.
Yeah.
So we'll just keep our, as early as February, we'll keep our eyes open. There's a process that includes the county health departments working with the hospitals and healthcare providers. I'll be a part of that sort of structure to make sure that certain neighborhoods and communities have access. So, that's where we are. It might be a little more aggressive than the original timetable, but stay safe, watch your health, and take those steps we know make sense.
Yeah, because the Moderna thing is they might be approved too, and that one I guess would speed things up. I hope anyway.
I think Moderna was by the FDA, so yes, it would.
Good.
And so what you're seeing is that the hospitals, the healthcare providers, and the government levels, federal, state, have made purchases, significant purchases of these vaccines. They're all slightly different, same basic concepts, but a little bit different. And hopefully there'll be broader access. Our goal, of course, is to educate people. And so there will be opportunities over the next few months for town hall meetings with healthcare providers. You can ask your questions. We want you to feel confident in the vaccine. And come to the conclusion, make your own decision, but make sure that you have the information to make that choice.
And DutchessNY.gov/coronavirus testing, if you want to find out where you can get tested, probably the best thing to do, as you pointed out the other day, just talk to your primary and he'll set you straight. You know what I mean? Wouldn't that be the easiest?
Start there. I know everyone wants to be tested. I mean, I should say many people want to be tested. It's a limited supply at any given day, so just be patient about that. And visit DutchessNY.gov and you can identify area testing locations. But always best to call your physician.
All right. Let's do this now. We're just a few days away from Christmas. And I wanted to give you kudos for this because you were the big person behind this. You have brought sledding back to Bowdoin Park. And I don't know how you did that, but you did. Congratulations to you.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, like all things government, for a while, at many levels of government, people were concerned about insurance.
Yeah, right.
And we found a nice provider who gave us, the right information, and we just educate folks. Bowdoin Park's beautiful. It just really is. You're overlooking the Hudson River. We got a great hill there every weekend through December. So we got two more to go. If you're around to hike the trails, we're piping some nice background music from the chapel that is there right on Sheaf Road. At Bowdoin. The ice skating rink will be open sometime soon, although we have to clean it of snow. But that hill is something else, and be prepared. I tell people, make sure you bring the brakes. We have bales of hay and a fence and a cliff that we...
Yeah. Yeah, really.
But it's you're safe. But just make sure you're prepared for a nice, speedy downhill run.
That's a fast one. You're right. Well, that's a good job. I'm glad you brought that back. That's a lot of fun. And it's especially, now you get the big snowfall. You say it's going on through the end of December, right?
Well, the trails and the music end of December, you can go sledding anytime.
Yeah.
Anytime there's snow, and there's snow. Also, our rail trails, Harlan Valley Rail Trail,
yeah.
Is totally open now, all the way up into Columbia County. You can hike it, you can snowshoe it, you can ride it, you can cross-country ski it. Along with the Dutchess Rail Trail. Great time to be out. I mean, we've got good assets. I know it's a little bit chilly, but bundle up and head on out.
There you go. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro, pleasure as always, sir. Merry Christmas to you. We will chat again, I guess, in a couple of weeks, all right?
We probably have missed the holiday together, but be safe, enjoy, and our very best during the Christmas holiday.